Week 3 coaches shows here on the MSC Sports Radio Network on 103.9 KNZA. Here with Troy Trojans, boys head coach, Heath Wettstein. This locker room chat brought to you by Exchange Bank, Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts. Well, here are the Troy Trojans. Again, here on a little bit of a drought, 2-stretch game here, losing streak against Jackson Heights and Riverside. Looking for the bounce back, though, here before the winter break with a chance against Donovan West. Coach, we've only had one game since the last time we spoke. That was against Riverside. A loss there, 62-45. Coach, what can you tell me about that game for you and your team?
Well, after we spoke last, I was hoping we'd get a little practice time and come out with a little better performance and a little better effort, but we came out flat again, didn't match Riverside's energy, couldn't make anything, and, you know, we had 9 turnovers in the first quarter, and it's going to be tough to be ahead on the scoreboard when you have 9 turnovers in a quarter. So, anyways, trying to get that turned around. You know, the effort wasn't bad, but we've got to do a little better defensively as well. Got to have guys step up and make shots.
Yeah, and one of the guys who were stepping up there and making shots in that game, Engadin had 16 points. Jensen and Geiger split with 8 apiece, and then Kasten Jasper had 7 points. Real quick, just kind of highlighting one of the players on your team, and Engadin kind of feels like he's been a very consistent top scorer here on this team. And just, you know, as you talk about being able to stay consistent, find a groove, find the offense, how important is it for players like that to stay playing at a high level, especially in this early part of the season?
Well, you've got to have it. You know, Henry had been playing really well, and he had a couple games in a row here where he hadn't seen the first one go in and then kind of pressing a little bit, but Hunter's definitely been solid, and we need him to stay solid. You know, we need to be clicking on all cylinders. Kasten and Henry and Hunter definitely need to do a lot of the scoring. Colt Jensen did knock down a couple threes and had a layup the other night. He had some good minutes, and Lane Hartman had some good minutes the other night.
Talking about your upcoming schedule here before the winter break, only one game here on the horizon. That's this Friday here taking on the Donovan West Mustangs. It'll also be a home matchup there for you. So you get the home crowd, you get one more game here before the winter break. What are some keys to this matchup here as you take on the Donovan West Mustangs?
Yeah, we're going to have to come out ready. Big rivalry game. Donovan West is always plays us tough. Hopefully, you know, we get back home and get back to clicking a little bit, but we're going to have to play well. We're going to have to guard them, and we're going to have to be intelligent offensively.
And real quick, of course, you go here into the winter break. What's the mindset here, trying to find some adjustments, get some player healthy? I mean, what's kind of this winter break going to be like for you and your team, and how are you going to attack it here to prepare for the second part of this season?
Yeah, there's especially right now, we've got a lot of sickness going around. I'd love to get the guys healthy and get in the gym and work and get a little bit more used to each other. We're not used to our rotations. When the first group's not going well, we're trying to find out who's going to be the guy that's going to step up off the bench.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Again, good luck here this Friday as you take on Donovan West here at home in your final game before the winter break. So, Coach, thank you for your time and hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you guys.
That was head coach of the Troy Trojans boys, Heath Wettstein. Again, the final game of the season here before the winter break for the Troy Trojans. They'll have it at home against the Donovan West Mustangs.